Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome, everyone, to today's podcast. Today is podcast number 27. It is an exciting day because it is my very first Q&A. All of your burning desired questions answered by me. Talk dirty to me. And that way, maybe it's uncomfortable for you to get on a phone call with me or just a quick free call or send a message. And this is an easier way of learning more about the dating world. That's totally fine. This is why I offer this platform to everyone, to men and women. Yes, most of my clients are men, and I do have some female clients, but needless to say, this platform here is for any questions regarding the dating world. So anything that has to do with your image, what to wear, if she likes you, any of those desires. So I'm going to go ahead and get into it. The first question today we have is from Rob S., and he wanted to put his age in there. He's 52. His question is, why hasn't she texted me back after I had sent her 3 messages within 48 hours? She said she would. Okay, Rob, let me say, first of all, you are coming across as super needy by doing this. Even if you're okay with a less masculine man, nobody wants this. So honestly, she could have been or may have been planning to text you. And then after the first message, maybe she got a little busy, but whatever. And then she got like 2 more messages back to back and asking her, this is what you asked her. Why haven't you texted me back? I'm waiting. What's the dealio? So although you may have truly wanted just to make her text you back so that you could start planning your date, I understand that, but honestly, it comes across as a big red flag to her, and you're definitely too much. So in that, you're getting ghosted, and even if she is interested, she will text you back, okay? She will make time for you if she really wants to get to know you. Why didn't she text you back? That's the only reason that is popping up in my head. So could it be something else? Yes. But based on your question and based on the results, that is what's going on. So please do not text any more than one time. Allow 24 to 36 hours for a response. If you don't hear anything, let it go. You don't want to be with someone that's not confident in allowing her feelings to say, okay, maybe the chemistry is not there, or maybe whatever the reason was. But let that go, okay? Moving on, if she wasn't adult enough not to tell you how she's feeling, that's not on you, that's on her. Okay, so Rob, text only one time, give her 24 to 36 hours. If you hear nothing, move on. Thank you for sharing, and I love this. Keep it coming. Okay, so I have question number 2. How do I know if she likes me as a potential lover and I'm not friend zone? Oh, I forgot to say this is an anonymous person. So we don't have an age or a name. We are going on our first date this weekend. Slow down. This is what I want to tell you. You're going on your first date. You're not sure if you'll be friend zone or if she'll become a potential lover. Make sure that your first date is just fun. Okay. So let's start off with getting ready for your first date. I want to make sure that you are doing everything on your part so that she can fully determine if she wants to get to know you more and date you again and possibly be your lover. So I want to make sure that you are, number one, you are showered, you are groomed. If you have a beard or you have nose or ear hair, trim it, okay? Nobody wants any little pokes of hair coming out of their face while you're trying to concentrate on getting to know someone. If you're going to wear cologne, just one spritz, walk through, nice scent, but not too much, because honestly, it just gives us a headache. And if you smell delicious, let us come into you and into your neck. Let us get in closer to you so that we can smell you. Make sure that you're wearing the right attire for the place that you guys are going. I'm assuming you have picked an amazing activity. Okay. Make sure you do something fun and refreshing, something that's not, oh, let's go to coffee or let's go here. Pick a fun activity, go paddleboarding, go on a hike, go get to know each other, and make sure you're dressed for the occasion. Like I said, wear your best colors, colors that really show that you are going to be paying attention. Also, make sure you are asking on the date, you're asking her thoughtful questions and you are listening. You're really being present. First dates are, they're supposed to tell you a few things, right? They're supposed to get to know if you like this person a little bit more, if what they're speaking about and their the questions you're answering, you want to get to know that person even more. Also, do they treat people well around, like a server or a guide? Do they listen? Is there a hint of chemistry? Or if there's not a lot of chemistry, is it something that can be built upon? Do you guys have fun together? Do you make each other laugh? Now, you can tell if she's interested by if she continuously smiles. Does she look at you intently? Is she engaged in the conversation? Does she flip or twirl her hair? Does she lean into you to hear you better? Her body language is something you really need to pay attention to, okay? This is like key here. It's one thing to say, oh yeah, I'm so interested in smiling and let's just, in her head, she's like, I can't wait for this date to be over. But pay attention to her body language. Is her arms open and her body is towards you, right? Smiling, engaging, and all those things I just talked about. So that's a really good indicator. And you really have to learn how to listen. Step back from, oh my God, she's so beautiful, but does she like me? Come into your confidence, come into your masculinity, come into your authenticity and who you are. And that's the only way you can be coming into this date. You've done everything you can, right? So it's really like, if you want to get to know her more, and if you do, and she's also interested, ask her on another date before you go home. Make plans before you go, because it's so easy in today's world to get lost and the daily shuffle of busyness. Okay. So make it happen. Thank you, whoever wrote in that question. I really appreciate that. That was a great one. Okay. I have a question from Zed M. All right, Zed. Okay. It looks like he's asking, what do I wear to a formal event / wedding? Is a work suit acceptable? All right. So let me break this down a little bit. First off, I would say no to a work suit. It goes to work, it has its job, but going to a formal event like a wedding, this is the time for you to shine. This is a time for you to show personality. This is a time for you to live a little bit more va-va-voom, if you will. Okay. So I would have to know what a little bit more specifics. I would have to know what time of day this event is happening. What's the climate? What time of year? Is it in the fall, in the spring? Another question, are you like a guest of honor? Are you going to be speaking at this event? Or are you just an invited guest, which is also fine? We just need to ask a little bit more questions on this end so that I can direct you in to what to wear. But okay, if it's fall or winter, since we're in winter, I would stick with jewel tones, darker colors, earthy tones like browns or dark greens or blues. And like I said, dress it up. This should be a fun time for you. This should be, oh, like maybe you get to wear that satin shirt or that velvet shirt that you've been dying to wear that's just been sitting in your closet and you're like, oh my God, where am I going to wear this? This is the time. Break it out and start building your outfit around that if you want to. But I would recommend a very good looking suit, dark charcoal gray or a dark blue or a dark, even browns are really big this season. You can even wear winter white. Just make sure that it's got like a sheen to it, that it's very luxurious looking fabric. You can even wear patent leather shoes, which are also would make your outfit really pop. You can also wear like a really beautiful, gorgeous peacoat. If it's in the winter, just really dress it up. Make sure that you are clean cut, whatever that means for you. If that's trimming your beard, if that's shaving, freshly showered, smelling good, teeth brushed, all of the grooming things, men, make sure you're on top of it. Don't come with a gorgeous outfit and then you forgot to do your face. That's not going to be good. But if you wear a fun color, stick with one color palette. I will say that. I don't want you to get too crazy. Oh, I have a green silk shirt and a red peacoat. That's not going to work. And also make sure to ask if it's tie required, because you could wear a bow tie. You could wear a bolo tie. You could wear a regular fun tie that could be part of your outfit. Even a pocket square, which adds some color and can really tie in the whole look. If it's a summer or spring wedding, stick with light colors, like a great seersucker suit or like a linen bamboo suit linen's great, obviously, but it wrinkles. So there's a suit that's made out of bamboo. It does breathe like linen and it doesn't wrinkle. So it's a wonderful, such a good fabric. So you should check that out. But wear colors of, for example, like the sea, blues and greens and turquoises, even corals and peaches, depending on your skin tone. You can even wear pinks. Just make sure the color looks great on your skin and it doesn't make you look more pale or ghastly. You can even wear a monochromatic look, which is and means that you're wearing the same color from head to toe. And make it pop with like a shiny brown shoe or a blue suede shoe. But again, like summer weddings are even more in particular. It could be like on a yacht. It could be in a Tuscany vineyard. Where is it? What's the climate? What time of year? So make sure you're asking these questions before just, oh, what do I wear to a very formal wedding? Anyways, have fun too and work the room because, you know, you're single, which I'm assuming you may be. You can really meet as many, like so many guests that maybe you would never meet in any other circumstance. You never know who will be there or if someone knows someone who's single, all those amazing things. So work the room, look fabulous, just be prepared with a couple of things. Know your colors. Know the season, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you, Zed, for that. I hope I got to answer all of your questions today, and I look forward to hearing from you all next month. Please, any questions that you want me to answer, sex-related questions, dating questions, image questions, they're all okay. This is a safe platform. Nothing fazes me. Really, when I say honestly, this is such an amazing thing for me to do, and I hope you all have a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, celestemoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.